My name's Donna Acree, and I teach in the visual art department at Brock. I teach a class called Advanced Art Practices, Visa 3F91. And this is a studio course that's not confined to a specific disciplinary practice or history. The intent of the class is to provide students with the opportunity to consider art making from an interdisciplinary point of view, where they can utilize different forms of knowledge as a means to create work that is critical and challenging. The course is structured to allow advanced class members considerable autonomy to develop a mature and individual body of work. Important aspects of artistic practice are research, production, and articulation. So for this sound project, the students were asked to produce a short piece in groups of three to be broadcast by CFBU Radio. The groups were assigned readings that related to their work. The readings came from a quarterly magazine called Cabinet. Cabinet Magazine is a New York-based nonprofit art and culture magazine chosen because it has essays and projects that are not just art-related, but related to a theme. Some of the themes that the students investigated were mapping conversations and friendship, fictional states and futures, shadows, horticulture and dust, dreams and insecurity, and deception and magic. These themed readings were used as the starting point to develop a sound piece that related to the group's work. We hope you enjoy these sound pieces. They'll be airing each Tuesday for the next 5 weeks at 6 p.m. This week's episode was created by Taylor Gunning, Blake Wilson, and Danielle Booker. This group's work investigates the beauty and tensions of the world right now, inspired by rebellion, conspiracy theories, and the flashing colors, images, and textures in our landscape. They're not afraid to go deeper into the human psyche. This episode is called Dreams and Insecurity.
Dreams and Surrealism. Dreams can be very difficult to describe and also very complicated to understand, as they occur during a subconscious state and sometimes without you even knowing or remembering. A good way to think about the complexity of dreaming can be described by Matthew Spellberg, who explains it this way. Considering how you might teach a child to understand the meaning of the word dream, you cannot point somewhere and say that's a dream, nor can you say at any moment to the child, look, I'm dreaming, and be doing it. The only real way to understand dreaming is by experiencing it yourself. Sometimes you may wake up in a panic and wonder if that dream actually happened. Other times you might ask yourself, where did that come from? Or how does my brain even come up with this stuff? It is fascinating the tales your brain can create in a night. Sometimes it feels like you're in a movie or a mystical land. Other times it can be a nightmare or your biggest fear. But for most people, you do not get to decide. Yuval Neer and Giulio Tononi, two leaders in contemporary brain research, write that dreams show that the human brain, disconnected from the environment, can generate an entire world of conscious experiences all by itself. The best way to sum up the unbelievable experience of dreaming is explained by Gerard de Nerval, as he writes, with its unexpected villains and lovers, its indescribable moonscapes, its fantastical connotations of memory, its unfathomable vehicles and dungeons, its transports of flight, and its corporal crisis, when the limbs turn stiff and the monster is upon you. The way we dream, as well as the things we dream about, is extraordinary and is one of the most interesting things to make art about. Using your subconscious thoughts and creating an artwork is one of the coolest things to me, as you're essentially letting your random imagination create and define subject matter for the piece. Some of the best artists to me that create work based on dreams and surrealism are Salvador Dali, Frida Kahlo, René Magritte, Henri Rousseau, and of course William Blake. All of these artists create very sublime style pieces that are just overwhelmingly beautiful and all consist of similar subject matter. Most of their surrealist works are made up of unusual landscapes in the background that have many different dream elements throughout, such as imaginary animals and plants that curve all around. These artists pretty much just create exactly what you'd expect to see in a dream. In the way that things don't make sense, there are no laws of physics, and different locations are all mixed together into one. Although the artists I've mentioned all follow similar rules about their inspiration and where it comes from, everyone is different and has many different variations of dreams. The best part about surrealism and dream art is that you will never see the same artwork, and everything will always be new and different.
So as a whole, our group revolves around the theme of dreams. So it's not a specific style of artwork. Everyone's unique in what they create and the visual that they give. So the subject matter is different, and when you look at our stuff, I can see why the theme was chosen for us in particular. It's not a super realistic depiction of reality. So I'm going to be playing just pieces of songs that would have inspired me if I was in the process of creating their work. So I'm just putting parts of songs with almost no vocal parts so it doesn't get confusing. This is just my interpretation of the kinds of music that might have helped had I been the one creating their artwork. I'm just doing a few and I'm splitting it in half and playing some songs first for one group partner and the other half for the other group partner. This is even just kind of what songs I think of when looking at the art. So I'm going to start overlapping it as I talk in a bit. So I don't strictly listen to specific kinds of music as I'm painting. Just sometimes I'll be playing something I haven't heard before in a while, and either the lyrics or the actual music of the song will give me like a visual of something interesting. It's probably strange, and it really forces my imagination to just start thinking of like weird stuff, kind of like a dream. So I'll incorporate that or base an entire idea around it, kind of like I'm dreaming while awake, just like a fancy way of saying I'm imagining. So our chosen essay is called On Dream Sharing and Its Purpose. So it mentions dreams being radically private. It talks about everything behind a dream and the unconscious state and what it can mean and why we dream and whatnot. So the dream is something that you alone know it's private. So if you view this as more of a visual dream to do with art, the artist is creating something that exists only in their head. Like, someone else wouldn't think of doing the exact same thing the exact same way. There are going to be differences. So like, every dream you have is unique to yourself. There can be similarities, but your brain is just a different collection of things, especially from your environment. So it talks about how dreams can generate an entire world of conscious experiences by itself. So these really do tie in together. They're a disconnection from our shared world, and it's just basically a generated world in your head. So it really does remind me of the imaginative part of art and how we kind of come up with things, the things that we do. Like, I noticed that we don't stick with very realistic color for everything, like my group. So it kind of just warps reality a bit. And it's like we're taking parts of reality, like areas of human body or figures or nature, and then each person has whatever kind of thought in their head, and we alter it in some way. So it just talks about people building their own universes in these dreams, and a lot of this you could say the same with how artists come up with ideas. So just one part of this I thought stood out to me was the saying that a dream and its interpretation do not follow one another directly in the way of a question and its answer. Because this really is how you could say that people interpret art. There's not always a direct answer to the art in question, or there's just too many that the artist is depicting, whatever dream is in their head, and it's up to you to interpret what you're seeing. So for me, I kind of use music to push those dreams a bit, and it just helps it along, and it can really help with the flow of it, keeping your mind on what you're working with. Like, a lot of time I'll listen to stuff that has no effect on what I'm doing, but then I'll switch to something that does inspire me and add something I wouldn't have thought of without it. Like, if you imagined it as a still from a music video, if the image started moving, well, the song would be playing.
Thank you. I'm going to be talking about crystals. I've always been interested in crystals ever since I was about 13 years old. I've purchased books. I've used crystals for my own spiritual healing. I've seen Reiki masters that help with my crystal therapy journey. And I've also been on trips to find crystals in their natural settings as well. Crystals are used in practices such as crystal therapy, but they're also used with spell work and the Wiccan beliefs, and they also have relevance in other religions as well. Many people believe that crystals have physical and spiritual healing abilities involving your body chakras, Individual chakras throughout the body are focal points that blend your physical body with your spiritual mind. So as long as your energy flows freely through your chakras, you are able to experience your life fully and without discomfort. But you may encounter blockages, and usually that has to do with negative mindsets, stress, what you're eating, maybe if you didn't get outside that day. Lots of things can affect your body, and crystals can work with those life energy forces in your chakras to clear them and allow your body to function properly. An example of maybe a stone is a ruby crystal, which is believed to be energizing. It accelerates the natural body's healing process, increases stamina, endurance if placed at the root chakra for 30 minutes regularly. As there are lots of different types of crystals, and each crystal has a different way of healing your body and your mind, you still need to be meditating and being mindful while using your crystals. It's all a process that everyone needs to do if they're interested in using crystal therapy. So I was going to show everyone some music that I listen to when I'm trying to de-stress or meditate for a bit, just to kind of calm myself down. So if you want, you can just drop everything you're doing, go sit in a room by yourself and just kind of listen to the music and just kind of be more in touch and think about nothing. Just let your mind go blank and make sure you're feeling the ground under you and feeling how the music makes you feel, and just nothing in particular, just calming yourself down.
Thank you.
Well, I hope you enjoyed that piece that I use for my meditations during the morning. I hope it calmed you down, gave you some peace of mind for the day. I understand this is a really difficult time for most, as we are in a provincial-wide lockdown and pandemic. But maybe use some of the information that you learned today and apply it to your daily pandemic lifestyle. That concludes our segment to the radio show. Thank you so much. I hope you have a wonderful day.